WWDB 860 AM Philadelphia and WPEN HD2 Burlington, Philadelphia.
How is everyone today? You are listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, and I'm hoping to spread a little bit of uplifting cheer today, at least a little bit. You know, this is supposed to be the holiday season where we practice kindness and holiday cheer, and it seems like every time you turn on the news or you're listening to somebody, there's negativity in everything they say. So today, we're going to break our show into three segments, and I'll tell you what they are in just a couple minutes. We are live right here at the station at WWDB at 860 AM and on the podcast, which will be posted later today. We're also live on Odyssey, and if you ask Alexa to turn me on, she will, under WWDB, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. So, I want to share a fun event that I had with some girlfriends, and I hope some of you have the gift of having this in your life. I have had some friends since grade school, one since junior high and a bunch since high school, and I have a group of about, I think it's 25 girlfriends that get together at different times of the year. We usually try for anywhere from 3 to 4 times a year, and every Christmas we have a Christmas dinner with the girlfriends. And we have stayed in touch, and sometimes the group is bigger, sometimes it's smaller. It started out with 17 this year, ended up being 12 people at our Christmas party because of other things. You know, it's so hard with all the activities we all have going on. And we had such a delightful time, and we had such a good time laughing and talking. And when I tell you I've known some of these people since third grade, I mean it. And I posted a picture on my Home Improvement Fix and Facts page and on Facebook, if you want to see it, of my girlfriends. And we are such a fun group. And we just laughed and talked, and we tried so hard to keep politics out of it. I think the only way politics came into it was when we were talking about Medicare and the different programs that were out there and our little aches and pains that some of us may have. But it was 3 hours of sheer delight and laughter. So if you have an opportunity to get together with your friends and have a wonderful event like this, we usually do it between 3 and 4 times a year. We definitely do something in the summer, in the spring, at Christmas, and then we try to fit something else in. Sometimes it might be 4 of us. Sometimes it might be a big, big group. But let me tell you what, it is the best medicine that I can recommend for anybody. And I want to do a shout out to my friend Jules, who is so cool at putting this together every year and keeping us all in touch. And I'll tell you what, I'm blessed. I'm definitely blessed to have so many wonderful, wonderful friends out there that I know that in a moment's notice, if I picked up the phone, I could rely on them. And it's a gift. It's definitely a gift, because there's not a lot of people out there that can say that. So yay, thank you to all my grade school and high school girlfriends. You are the best. You rock, and we all look fabulous, in my opinion, of course. So what are we doing for today? We are in our medical minutes at the end of the show. We are going to have Dr. Candace Westgate with us talking about a new test that is available to detect several types of screenings of cancer with only the prick of a finger. So I definitely want to know more about what that test is about and how we qualify and what types of cancer it screens for. And then about halfway through the segment, I am so delighted because we're going to have Chef Chadwick Boyd with us, helping us try to get our holiday table together and keeping it easy for getting our meals on the table during the holiday season. And he has worked with celebrity chefs all around the world, and you have probably seen him on the shows like the Today Show, and he's worked with Nate Berkus and Martha Stewart and so many others. I think I'm going to bring them up to him and find out what is going on there. But he's in the early 20s. He was named as a celebrity chef, and he is really awesome to talk to. So I can't wait to bring him on board. I definitely need some time-saving tips for the holiday. And one of my favorite segments that I have been doing every year here on the show, I was doing it on Home Improvement Fix and Facts when I was doing that show on Tuesdays, and I'm bringing it over to this show and have done it on this show as well, the Salvation Army. And fortunately for us, we have some celebrities joining us today on our show with Commissioner Hoder, Commissioner Kenneth Hoder, who runs the Salvation Army, will be joining us momentarily. He is bringing with him two guests, the Pennevegas. Now, if you don't know who the Pennevegas are, let me tell you who they are, because they're going to be chiming in when I get them on board. Alexa Pennevega gained worldwide recognition for her breakout role as Carmen Cortez in the Spy Kids franchise. And she had an impressive movie filmography, I guess you could say, in entertainment. She played Penny in Hairspray on Broadway. She had TV roles in Ruby and Rockets, Nashville, The Big Tomorrow, Big Time Rush. She's also appeared in a video for Aerosmith's Legendary Child and was a contestant on season 21 of Dancing with the Stars, where she danced alongside her husband, Carlos, who is also here to join us. Yay. Outside of performing, this couple has recently been seen together to create their production company, Good For You Entertainment, with a mission to create quality, good for you content that the whole family can enjoy. So hopefully they'll talk to us about that. And since it's the holiday, the company's first film is Get Him Back for Christmas. So of course, a Christmas movie. And then Carlos Pennevega shot to fame and cult status after starring on the highly successful Nickelodeon musical comedy Big Time Rush as Carlos Garcia. The band of the same name continues to sell out arenas around the globe, and they have released four best-selling studio albums. And Pennevega portrayed Oscar Vasquez in Lion Gate's Pentalon Films feature Spare Parts alongside George Lopez, Marissa Tomei, who I've met. She's amazing. And beyond acting, Carlos captures audiences, like I said, on Dancing with the Stars, and he also starred in Fox's Grease Live. So we've got some real talent coming on today. Additionally, Carlos makes up one half of the band Angels and Kings. Their highly anticipated first single, Lightning, debuts in the fall. And off screen, he's a very devoted family man, of course, to his wife, Alexa. And they are parents of two sons, Ocean and Kingston, cool names, and a daughter, Rio, and one baby girl that's in heaven. So I'm sure they're thinking about her very much this time of year. But I love that they have teamed up with Commissioner Kenneth Hoder to tell us about the Red Kettle campaign. And Commissioner Hoder is always filled with so much information when he joins us. So without further ado, I definitely want to bring all three of these people on board so we can talk about the Salvation Army and those who volunteer to support it. So let's bring all three on board right now.
Hello, Commissioner. Hello, Alexa and Carlos. How are you all today?
Hi. Good morning.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
Doing great here. I love the Salvation Army. The Red yes. Kettles are out. So tell our listeners what the Red Kettles are for and what the Salvation Army does, Commissioner.
Oh, thanks so much for the opportunity to be with you today, Carol. The Christmas kettle, the Red Kettles of the Salvation Army, are iconic. We've been doing this for 134 years now, and they are critical to what the Salvation Army does all year long in every community where those kettles are located. The Salvation Army serves about 27 million people every year, and I know that that is true for so many of your listeners, and we are more eager for folks to get involved this year than ever. We've seen double-digit increases in homelessness. One in three adults are admitting to being strained financially. We've had an increased number of natural disasters, and we have a shortened Christmas season. So all of that together makes it vitally important for everyone to do what they can to help their neighbors at the Christmas Kettle.
So a lot of donations and charity companies don't give a bulk of the money to their cause. How much money does the Red Kettle campaign and the Salvation Army give towards helping people?
For every dollar that the Salvation Army receives, 82 cents will go directly to those services. And with the Christmas Kettle, it all stays local. We want people to know that they are supporting their Salvation Army, their local Salvation Army, which is responding to the most immediate needs.
Okay, so anytime I see the red bucket in a store near me, I know that money is staying in the area. And what does it pay for, Commissioner?
It will pay for whatever that community needs. If it's housing for folks, if it's utility assistance, food, clothing, drug and alcohol addiction, camping programs for kids, educational programs, senior programs, veterans programs, the Salvation Army will always work with the communities in which it is located to identify the gaps. And it's those gaps that the Salvation Army will always seek to help fill.
Thank you so much. Now, Carlos and Alexa, it's so nice to have some celebrities here to support the Salvation Army. What are you guys doing to help?
Well, we have been, you know, partnering up for the last handful of years, and just, you know, watching the commissioner and his entire team behind the scenes. It's really beautiful. And I keep saying the same phrase. They are the real deal. They really do the work. The money goes exactly where they're saying. And it's really beautiful to see an organization actually making a difference.
Yeah. And we have had the opportunity to volunteer with them during some of their emergency disaster services, and the way they provide for these communities in need, between serving an insane amount of meals, providing emotional and spiritual support, they just show up. And every time we work with them, we learn something new about them. We just recently got to visit the Maybe Center in Texas, and it's one of their homeless shelters where they're helping restore families and get them back on their feet. And it just blew us away. And I guarantee you, this holiday season, if you volunteer at one of the kettles and ring the bell, someone will come up to you and tell you a story about how the Salvation Army saved their lives.
Wow. That's amazing. I have never asked them stories before. I just donate and move on like most of us do. So what ways can we donate? Are there other ways besides just, you know, putting cash in the bucket and coins in the bucket? Is there anything else that we can do?
Well, there are lots of ways to do it, Carol. First of all, if you find yourself at a kettle and you don't have any change on you, you can always look at the QR code on the sign. We accept Google Pay and Apple Pay. We even accept Bitcoin and Ethereum. Or if you're at home, you say, it's too cold, I don't want to go out right now, you can go to SalvationArmyUSA.org, find out what's happening in your own community, make a donation. You can get involved with the Angel Tree program. You can volunteer to ring a bell at a kettle, which is a lot of fun. That is the place for all of the information you'll need, SalvationArmyUSA.org.
So you guys have really stayed up with the times to make sure that people are aware of the Salvation Army, but most of us only think of the Salvation Army only at Christmas when we see the red kettles. So how can we get involved year-round?
Well, there are all sorts of volunteer opportunities year-round. We need folks to help us in our offices on a daily basis, to help distribute food. We need individuals to help counsel others who need support, who need encouragement, who need advice on how to budget, how to plan for their children's future. We need individuals to come and help the Salvation Army in terms of the youth programs that we conduct and the senior meal delivery programs, all kinds of ways. And I can guarantee you that right now, volunteers are one of our biggest needs. So we hope everyone will go to SalvationArmyUSA.org.
I love that you're giving out the website. Carlos and Alexa, what else are you doing to help with your partnership with the Salvation Army? Are you bringing other celebrities on? Are you making local appearances? Like, what are you doing to drive attention?
Well, Salvation Army actually showed up for our community. We used to live in Lahaina, where the fire, you know, ripped through and destroyed that community. And Salvation Army showed up and helped out. So while we were volunteering with them, my husband was literally ringing a kettle and had a great idea to bring more awareness by making a movie. So that was just an idea. And we're now sitting here with the movie made. Babe, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, you know what? God is good. We are excited to release our movie on December 14th on Great American Family. It's called Get Him Back for Christmas. There's tons of original music that my band wrote, and Alexa and I star in it. And the Salvation Army is at the heart of the entire movie, and it plays a huge part. And for us, you know, any way that we can lend our voice to kind of just continue to get their message out there and, you know, shine a light on all the work they're doing, you know, we will continue doing that. And this movie is just the start.
Yeah. But we're here today in New York City as a part of our Giving Tuesday initiative. We're super excited to just hopefully encourage people to get out there, give back. As Commissioner was saying, there are a lot of people in need this season, and it is a shortened Christmas season.
There are.
Please get out there. Your local communities just need your efforts in any way, whether it's financially, spiritually, or giving your time and efforts. Just get out there and serve.
And I do think it's important that you created a movie out of the Salvation Army and the things that you're doing. So just because, Carlos, you said it so fast, let's let our listeners know again on December 14th what they can see and where they can find it.
Absolutely. Well, the movie is called Get Him Back for Christmas. It is a fun movie. My wife and I both star in it. I actually got my wife to sing a couple songs in the movie too. Come on, Alexa Benavega.
Nice. Hello.
There's a ton of music. My character's whole backstory is based on his relationship with the Salvation Army, and he still works there. So it was really fun to kind of create that world for him. And it'll be premiering on Great American Family December 14th.
Good American Family on December 14th. Thank you, Carlos and Alexa. And Commissioner Hoder, you've done an amazing job of sharing the information with the Salvation Army. But one more time, where can our listeners go for more information?
Thanks so much, Carol. SalvationArmyUSA.org. That's the place where they can get everything they'll need.
Well, I thank you all so much. And listeners, if you're passing a red kettle, make the donation. It goes further than you ever thought it did. And because of you, Commissioner Hoder, we now know that it continues year round. So thank you all.
Thanks again, Carol. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Carol.
Take care, guys. Bye. Merry Bye. Christmas. Have a good holiday.
You too. Thank you.
So I am so excited to have them on here. Thank you, Carlos and Alexa Penavega, for sharing your information and teaming up with the Salvation Army all year round. And Commissioner Hoder, you are amazing. I wanted to let everybody know that if you go to easternusa.salvationarmy.org, you can pull up our community here in the Philadelphia area and surrounding areas. If you are somebody who is in need and needs help for any reason, if it's paying the rent, if it's trying to make ends meet, you can click on a link at the top right-hand corner of that page that says, I need help. And for those of you that have listened to me on my show before, you know that I am very charity oriented, but I really believe in charities that give the money to the organization and are not skimming money off the top like the Goodwill does. Even though I'll go shopping there from time to time, I hate that I'm giving them money when they're charging prices and not paying their staff enough. But let me tell you a little bit about the Salvation Army. As Commissioner Hoder said, they use 82% of their donations to help people in need, while the remaining 18% goes to administrative costs, fundraising, and other expenses. Some of the programs the Salvation Army uses with the money that they get is to provide food, shelter, and essential services to people in need. The fundraising is a huge effort for the Salvation Army, particularly at this time of year. This is when people only seem to really realize that they're out there. But as Commissioner Hoder said, you can count on them year round. And during disasters, the Salvation Army can direct 100% of its budget to relief efforts. So you can specifically donate to a specific disaster to ensure that 100% of your donation goes to disaster relief. In that case, they're not taking the 18% out for administrative costs. You are directing where your money goes. And of course, you save your receipts and it's tax deductible as much as the government allows us. Contributed goods and services such as advertising media and airline miles are things that people contribute. That's who they receive money from for their free advertising that they get to be able to spread the message. Some people donate airline miles so that people can travel to disaster locations. There is some government support and things like that. And there are thrift stores out there. I honestly have to say, I've never been in a Salvation Army thrift store. I think I might have to check that out. They also supply help for adult rehabilitation centers and community programs, such as the disaster relief, homeless shelters, and food distribution. So if you're somebody who really wants to get involved, not only this time, but all year round, go to the website and check them out. It is definitely a do good, feel good cause when you are trying to help out. And if you want to look at their annual report for 2023, you can go to www.salvationarmyusa.org and check out what they do and all that they do for everybody out there. So don't pass the red kettle without at least throwing your change in there or a couple dollars or, you know, using your PayPal or your Cash App or your Venmo or whatever you have out there. And they'll even take a check. So support at this time of year when everything sounds like doom and gloom every time you turn the television on. let's do something positive and let's do something to help people that really need the help. They are legally a nonprofit, not-for-profit organization. They are related to the church. It is a Christian organization. But it's one that I definitely support, and all the profits are used for their program. So I think it's really important that you take a minute. They help annually, I think it was 22.7 million people. The Red Kettles raise an average of 2.7 million each day last holiday season. So that's really good. The Salvation Army has provided rent and utility assistance to 3.1 million families last year, which definitely helps them stay warm through the winter. And I think it's really important that people know that the Salvation Army continues to love and serve more than 27 million people living here in the United States across its 6,400 centers of operation throughout the entire year. So join the Red Kettle campaign. I don't care if you put a dime in there. I don't care if you put $10 in there or whatever you can do, but it's the support and it's the gift of giving. And I think it is so important that we take the initiative to help people that need help in at this time of year when things are up in the air and oh so very questionable. Okay, with that being said, let me take a quick commercial break here, and then we are going to be back with food and lifestyle expert Chef Chad Boyd, who is teaming up with Sprouts Farmers Market to help us make some good choices and set the table for the holiday. You're listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, and we will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
And we are back. You are listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. If you miss any part of the podcast or want to listen to it again, please download it later today or tomorrow. You can always go back and listen to the podcast. So, let's see if this guy can. I'm hungry, so let's see what he can do for us. I love when I have food experts on, and even though we don't have the television to see the things that we want to see, I love talking to them because sometimes they can really create a picture. And today we have food and lifestyle expert Chef Chadwick Boyd, and like I said, he's teaming up with Sprouts Farmers Market to offer a fresh and healthy take for the holiday season, and trying to bring his lifelong passion for food and community to his company, Chadwick Boyd Lifestyle. And like other food and media and lifestyle entrepreneurs like Martha Stewart, Nate Berkus, and Ina Gartner, you know, and so many others that he's worked with, Chadwick juggles running his business and playing multiple roles like TV host, executive producer, author, magazine contributor, speaker, executive brand strategist. And I know what it is to wear all those hats at the same time. And since early in the 2000s, when the phrase celebrity chef didn't exist and food did not permeate all aspects of our everyday living, Chadwick turned his creativity and his culinary savvy and experience developing brands into a dynamic set of business channels that showcase and shared his passion to change the world through food and good words. So for nearly 30 years, he's immersed himself in food, media, retail, brand worlds. And before that, food played a big role in American mainstream culture. He was working on television with producers and media networks and publishing houses. So you've probably seen him many, many times on the Today Show, working with the producers to create food and craft segments. Yes, I have seen them. And he's also worked alongside the architects of modern food evolution, including the original teams at Food Network. I love that. When they were still questioning if people would actually watch a 24-hour-a-day Food Network show. I have been guilty of Top Chef and a lot of those shows that are out there. And right now it's the Christmas sessions with Christmas cakes and cookies that even kids are baking. So it's really cool to have him on board. Let's bring him on now and let's get started. I can't wait to ask him what he can do to save us some time and money during the holidays.
Well, hello, Chef Boyd. How are you today?
I am so good with all this amazing food in front of me. I'm starving already.
It's a good thing we're radio and we can't see it because we'd be starving right now.
I'm going to do my best to make you drool.
Yeah, I know that you can do that. You have teamed up with Sprouts Farmers Market, and you're going to help our listeners to prepare for the holiday meal that so many of us are going to be doing with so many guests in our house. What is important to consider when we're getting ready?
I think for the holidays, it's about the details, and that means these days you've got vegetarians, gluten-free folks, carnivores like myself, all gathering around the table and making everybody feel welcome.
Okay, so are you telling us we need to cook for each of those different groups?
I'm telling you that you should go to Sprouts Farmers Markets and get everything in one place to satisfy everybody.
Okay, that makes it easy. So you're going to help us deck the halls and get our saliva going with flavor by sharing some delicious eats with us. What would you suggest to our listeners to make it easier?
Yeah, so Sprouts.com has some great recipes, and there is this premium quality USDA Angus beef that has incredible marbling, which means that there's going to be great flavor. It cooks really quickly at home, just in like 10 minutes. And there is this recipe for these crispy Parmesan and organic Brussels sprouts that roast up really easily, but it makes for a nice side to the steak. And these super simple but extra delicious apple pie bombs. It's biscuit dough with this a fresh apple filling inside. It's one of those things that you bite into and people just like giggle as they eat because it's so good and surprising.
That sounds delicious. It sounds easy. We're going to ask you about that in a couple minutes where we can get recipes. But what are some of the top tips for creating like really memorable meals? Like you said, the Brussels sprouts and my mouth started watering. You said apple bombs and I'm like, okay, I'm there. What are some of those tips that you would share with our listeners?
Well, I think it's about using whole fresh ingredients, which is why I like to shop at Sprouts Farmers Markets. You know, you don't have to do complex things. The simplest foods are the ones that people love the most. And one really wonderful thing that Sprouts is doing this year that creates memories for the family is they've got these incredible holiday cookie decorating kits, and they're doing an event on the weekend of the 14th and 15th at every Sprouts location. You can go to sprouts.com and find the location nearest to you. And it's a lot of family fun, you know, but it's, you can take home these wonderful cookies, but your heart's going to be warm and you're going to remember it forever.
Sounds like fun. But you know what? Here's one of my biggest problems, starting with pretty much October and Halloween and all the candy and then Thanksgiving and now we have Christmas. People tend to overeat and they're gaining like 5-10 pounds during the holidays. So how do we eat healthier at this time of year and all year round?
Yeah, so I think healthier is misunderstood. Healthier is really about eating good, whole quality ingredients, which is why I love Sprouts Farmers Markets. You know, they're organic and natural foods, easy to find. Their meats are great. And, you know, they've got this one thing that I'm loving is this pecan pie that they have this year cooked or baked fresh in their bakery. It's really about whole, simple foods instead of about very sophisticated, lush, super fatty, high caloric foods that you're going to enjoy just as much.
And I enjoy fresher made foods than processed foods much more. I'm sure so do our listeners. What's one of the top tips you would give our listeners for saving time? Because that's the biggest thing. It's trying to jam everything in. And I finally get to the point when I'm doing a party where I'm like, well, it is what it is. it's done.
My little hack is probably going to make you guys giggle, which is going online and picking up the phone and going to sprouts.com and placing an order for one of their customizable trays. It's really easy. You know, there's no guilt, no shame. If it's going to save you time and allow you as the host to enjoy being with your guests during the holidays, by all means, go and do that.
Now, Chef Boyd, I have to ask you a question. You've worked with some of the best. You've worked with Martha Stewart, Ina Gartner, Giada De Laurentiis, Rachel Ray, and so many others. They're all unique. They're all special. But do you have a favorite?
I don't. You know, I get asked that question quite a lot. Each one, just like myself, we have our own unique point of view. We pull from our own family experiences. And I've learned something wonderful from each one of them that has influenced my own cooking and how I share recipes in magazines or on TV shows. So I can't pick a favorite, but what I can say is that I have learned something wonderful and special from each one of them.
So what is one tip that when you were working with one of these fabulous chefs like yourself that you went, oh, I'm keeping that for sure?
Well, this actually is a tip from Martha Stewart and a very good friend of mine and mentor, Sarah Foster, out of Foster's Market in North Carolina, which is to bake your pies early. So you can make your pie crust very early. You can freeze them, put them in the freezer, then put them on the counter an hour before you have your filling ready, and then you can pop them in the oven 2 days before your holiday gathering.
Really? We can make them 2 days before?
Yes, and do your pie crust up to 3 months in advance.
Oh my gosh, that's a great tip. That's a great tip because I like fresh made pies as opposed to.
Well, if you guys look at Martha's,
pecan pie was good.
Yeah, if you go to Martha's Instagram, you'll see. I think she made 36 pies this year, and that's how she does it.
Wow! Secret tip, listeners. So for all of us that are getting excited about the holidays and some of those delicious recipes, the Brussels sprouts and the apple pops that you told us about, where can we get those recipes and where can we get more information?
All that good info is on sprouts.com/healthy-holidays.
Awesome. Chef Boyd, thank you so much for joining us for a couple of minutes this afternoon. You've been wonderful.
I had a great time with you. Y'all have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you.
And we are back. Let me tell you a little bit about Sprouts Farmers Markets. There are three in New Jersey, right over the bridge, five in Pennsylvania. There are two in Delaware, right? One is right in Wilmington. In the Philadelphia area, there are several Sprouts Markets. Here's what is really, really cool. If you were getting hungry for the apple pie bombs, when you go to Sprouts Market and you go online to their store, you can actually place your orders. But what's really cool is if you look at one of the hundreds and hundreds of recipes that are there, you can do your food shopping. All the pricing is right there. And when you go and explore the website and pull up the recipes that our chef was talking to us about, oh my gosh, they sounded so good. It'll give you all the ingredients that you need right there. How much of those ingredients, things that you might already have at home, things that you can add to it. It's really simple shopping. I found it to be a very easy website compared to some of the other food ordering websites that are out there. And of course, you don't have to have it delivered. You can go and pick it up. So check out sprouts.com. The prices were really reasonable, too. I must tell you, I really enjoyed exploring the site, and I wouldn't have known about it if I wasn't able to talk to Chef Chadwick Boyd. So, again, if you miss any part of our show, make sure you go back and listen to it. You can sign in on sprouts.com. You can check the stores in your area. If you're somebody that's listening in another state, not in the tri-state area, you can just type in your address and find out where there is a store near you. So I'm hungry. So let's get off hunger right now. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and then we are going to come back and talk to Dr. Candace Westgate. I'll tell you a little bit about her and what this new test is that's going on, that it's a simple blood test for screening multiple cancers. And I want to know what some of those cancers are. So you're listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, and we will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
You are listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. This has been kind of a little bit more of an uplifting show. And even this segment, even though we are talking about being able to diagnose multiple types of cancer, as depressing as that is, it's good news to know that we can actually talk with a doctor about their experience with multi-cancer early detection testing. So joining us momentarily is Dr. Candace Westgate, and she is a board certified in obstetrics, there I go with my not being able to pronounce words, and gynecology, and she has completed additional certifications in advanced laparoscopy, menopause management, and cancer genetics. And she has completed the ACOG Women's Genome, I don't know what that noise was, genomics counseling course, as well as a graduate of the 2018 City of Hope intensive course in hereditary cancer risk assessment. She is also the founder and director of the AHEAD program at Adventist Health. Adventist Health, a popular health cancer risk assessment and prevention program. So there's a lot that she has done. There is a lot that she knows about, and she's here to share it with us. Just for those of you that want to know more, she has a master's degree in public health from Tulane University. I've been at that university. It's gorgeous. Where her focus was on program management and maternal and children's health, and she graduated from Kirksville College of Osteopathic Medicine and completed her OBGYN internship and residency at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C. So I really do want to know more about this test because cancer is such a traumatic thing. And I don't know anybody who doesn't know somebody who hasn't dealt with it. And I really do want to know about this test that's out there and what types of cancer it can screen. So I am happy to welcome to our show, I believe she's on the line now, Dr. Candace Westgate.
Hi, Carol. It's Dr. Westgate here.
Hi, Dr. Westgate. So nice to be with you as well. A very serious topic, with cancer being the second leading cause of deaths in the United States. We really don't have much screening for tests. So can you tell us about a new tool that is happening in the cancer world?
I certainly can. So really excited to be here with you today talking about this new proactive screening tool using multi-cancer early detection test with the test called Galleri. It is a test that with one simple blood draw from a patient, we're able to screen for multiple of the deadliest cancers. Currently, we have 5 different cancers that we screen for that have societal guidelines or recommendations. But 70% of cancer deaths are caused by cancers that we do not have a screening tool for. So this is a significant unmet need in the cancer early detection space. So really excited about this new technology.
Dr. Westgate, what are the 5 types of cancer that it can screen for?
This test can screen for multiple cancers, up to 50 different cancers. But currently, based on societal guidelines, and for many years now, we've only had 5 single cancer screenings that we can test individuals for.
So
women, for example, we have the breast cancer, a mammogram for breast cancer, we have cervical cancer screening and colon cancer screening. For smokers, there's also lung cancer screening. And then for men, based on risk factors and an informed decision with their providers, there is prostate cancer screening as well.
Wow. So is this a test that anybody can use, or because you have to be diagnosed, which is the first step in any form of cancer. So can anybody use this?
Good. So this is a cancer screening test. So yes, any individual who's at increased risk of cancer can use or can get this test. For example, just being over the age of 50, there's an increased risk of cancer. But there's many other things that can increase a person's cancer risk. Family history, for example, environmental exposures. So a simple answer is anyone over the age of 50. But with personalized medicine, understanding a patient's risk factors, their risk of developing cancer, that can then be fine-tuned based on individual patients.
So what happens after you take this blood test? It's a simple finger prick that detects different types of cancer. Once you do it, who does the test? Does the doctor's office do the test? Do you do it yourself? And what happens?
Very good. So unfortunately, it's not a simple finger prick. It is 2 vials of blood. So usually it's done at a doctor's office or at a laboratory. That then goes to Galleri, where they process the sample, looking at small DNA fragments in our blood. As cancer grows in our body, it sheds DNA into our bloodstream. And a cancer cell DNA has a very unique fingerprint that identifies it over regular cells for this cancer signal or unique fingerprint. That fingerprint gives us a second set of information in regards to the signal of origin, we call it. So where is that cancer cell coming from? Is it a lung cell, for example? Is it a liver cell? Is it a kidney cell? This really helps the physician in regards to the appropriate and recommended diagnostic workup that is then needed once this and if the screening test comes back with cancer signal detected.
Okay. Now, is this something that insurance companies are going to approve, or are we going to have to jump through hoops if we want this test done? I mean, you're saying people age 50 or older. It sounds to me like this is a test that should be part of your primary care checkup.
Yes. So that is a great time to ask your primary care or your physician about it at the time of your annual exam. Currently, not all insurance companies are paying for this test, but there are some that are. So this is a good discussion to have with your primary care provider.
Oh, my goodness. So here we go again. People need help. We have something that can help them. And, you know, people that are age 50 or older, and I'm leaning towards the older, are mostly on Medicare at this point in their life. Do we know if Medicare is going to cover it?
Currently, Medicare is not does not cover the test. But we're excited about the work, especially with the Cancer Moonshot Project and other work that's being done with Congress to help to move this kind of multi-cancer early detection testing forward. So we're excited for the future, but currently, no, it's not covered.
So do we have advocates? Do you have advocates that are fighting to try to get this approved? What's the process? Because it sounds like it's going to be very helpful for people in so many ways.
Correct. The promise of this test is very exciting for patients, for their loved ones, as well as for us physicians in our fight against cancer. There is active work and lobbying going on in Congress for this. And so we're excited to see the forward movement on this. But just with any new test or cancer screening test, there is rigorous research that's been done to show the value of the test before insurance companies will pick this up and cover it.
Okay. With a test like this, now, once we get the results back, are those results really accurate? What's the percentage of accuracy with these results? And then does that mean it requires additional testing?
Very good. So this test, remember, is a cancer screening test. So I like to explain to patients, just like with the screening mammogram, if it comes back abnormal in any way, you then start a diagnostic workup, maybe a diagnostic mammogram, an ultrasound, or even a biopsy to take that test forward. So this test is that cancer screening test. And if it comes back abnormal, then we need to proceed with the diagnostic workup. This test does not pick up all cancers, and some cancers we cannot find by looking at a blood sample. But it is very good at picking up those more aggressive fast-growing cancers that are shedding a lot of the DNA into the bloodstream. And good news with this test, there are not a significant amount of false positives. The false positive rate is less than 0.5%. This is very good for patient anxiety, for unnecessary diagnostic workup for patients. So to put that in perspective, for every 200 patients that get this test, only one will come back with a false positive. So very, very good in regards to not doing unnecessary workup for patients. And we, as physicians, that's important to us, that we're not putting more burden on the healthcare system from a financial perspective, but also burden on that patient for the anxiety and the stress of undergoing unnecessary workup.
Wow, that's to me, it sounds like something really amazing that we're definitely making inroads. Dr. Westgate, do we find in the statistics that it affects, that we get better results from women or men, or is it pretty even across the board?
Pretty even across the board. You know, these cancer fingerprints that we're looking at are the same for men and women. They're the same for based on ethnicity either. So this test is really filling that gap in regards to equitable care you know, bringing access to patients, a simple blood draw, instead of having to go and get a colonoscopy, for example, or go and get a mammogram. So they're really excited about the future for this test in regards to cancer screening and early detection.
Wow. Now, you said this test is called the Galleri with an I at the end. Am I right?
Correct. G-A-E. Okay. Yeah, Galleri. Yes, with an I.
G-A-L-L-E-R-I.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
And so we ask our doctor for this test when we go in, and knowing full right well that it will cost us money, can we call our insurance companies in advance to find out if they'll cover it or what the cost would be? Do you have any idea what the cost of this might be?
Sure. So the cost varies depending on the physician that's ordering the test. But currently the list price for the Galleri test is $949. So, you know, up to the patients whether they would want to contact their insurance first to see if it is covered. I would engage in conversation, go on the website first, learn more about the test. You can even print a handout of talking points to present to your physicians, because not all physicians know about this test yet either.
Right, because at $949, a lot of lower income people Correct. Would not be able to afford something like that. So where can our listeners go for more information?
I would recommend they go to the Galleri website. Again, that's Galleri with an I, so Galleri.com. A significant amount of resources and information for patients as well as providers at that website.
Well, you bring us good news before the holidays that there is a multi-cancer early detection test for people that can afford it. Hopefully their insurance will cover it. And hopefully going into the new year, this will be something that becomes standard for people over 50. So I thank you, Dr. Candace Westgate, for your time today. I appreciate that you shared this information with our listeners.
You're so welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
So this test has 99% accuracy. You can go to the Galleri with an I, Galleri.com, to read about the statistics and the type of results that you get. Now, the cost is, list price is $949. However, I noticed on their website that there was a, for lack of a better word, a discount of $50. And I wanted to let people know that you might be able to use your pre-tax health dollars in your flexible spending account or your health savings account, that's your FSA and your HSA, to be able to pay for this test. So check with your company's administrator or your insurance provider. If you're on Medicaid or Medicare, check with them as well as your supplemental insurance. And they do have flexible payment plans. This test is absolutely amazing, and I think absolutely necessary to detect multi-cancers in people with a simple annual blood test. I thought it was just a fingerprint, but no, they actually draw blood against some of the deadliest forms of cancer before they become symptomatic, before they develop into stages 2, 3, and 4, before they kill you. The Galleri test gives you so much more control when it comes to cancer. You can talk to your doctor about it. It's only available by a prescription. And it does, as Dr. Westgate had said to us, it does look for the DNA of the cancers that shed in our system. So I highly recommend you go and check this test out. This is good news. This is really good news. And just dealing with your local lab partners and, you know, being able to get the kit, the doctor can order that for you. And if you do receive a cancer signal detected on your test, about one in every 100 tests has a cancer signal detect result, then your doctors can then drill down further and see what is going on with you. I think this is really good news, along with the Salvation Army and along with Good Eats from Chef Chadwick Boyd. I think this is absolutely great information for all of us today to be able to talk about this and just have a really good time. Hopefully I didn't lose the connection. It looks like on my computer here, I lost my Zoom connection. Hopefully I didn't. And we're still able to talk about this. And I just want to make sure that I didn't lose my connection at all. No, we're still there. Okay, good. So we are, the studio's telling me, no, I didn't lose the connection. Thank you so much. I just want to remind everybody that next week we are going to have a true hero here. We are going to be talking about the book written by Dr. Donald Steele, No Soldier Left Behind, but we are actually going to have that Life and Times real live veteran, Brigadier General John G. Culvaney, U.S. Army, who is now retired, talking about what it is, what it was like for his time in the service and the hurdles that he overcame and what this means for all of us. I think there's definitely a story here from his deployment to his childhood to family struggles. Super, super wonderful story that we're going to be talking about. And as always, I love to give you guys some words of wisdom before I close off. And this is one that I found, the late Princess Diana's quote about kindness, because kindness is what we need at this time of year. Kindness is something that we should do all year round. And sometimes people in our lives make it hard, but we can be the bigger person and we can rise above it. And her words, and I quote, "Carry out a random act of kindness with no expectations of reward, safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you." So with that being said, we'll see you next week. Same place, same time. I always tell you, pay it forward. Please do something nice for somebody. Drop some money in the red kettle. Make sure you watch the show next week with the Penavers, the Christmas show that they're doing. And you can go back and listen to this show. And I also understand Alex in the studio was saying that she, you're a fan, aren't you? You're a fan because you like Carlos.
Yeah, okay. I am a big fan of him.
Yeah, I know. Great people. And so happy that we could get them on board. And I love that you were fanning over him for sure. So make sure you watch their show on the 14th and go back and listen to the podcast if there's anything missing. I got to go, people. So pay it forward. Do something nice for somebody. And we'll see you next week. Same place, same time. Thanks for listening.
John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart.
Uh-oh.
She's looking at the cigarettes, but she just grabs the gum off the counter. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally want you to reduce your risk for cancer. Go to takeahealthystand.org.
Are you working with persons with substance misuse?